too far distant from the newly erected Walsden Manor of the Rothschilds. The two monstrous houses had been compared to each other, the former being old and hideous, the latter new but likewise hideous. All in all, I could not, even when diligently trying to be charitable, conceive of any reason why he deserved to continue to exist on God's good earth. Unfortunately for Lord St. Simon, I was not alone in my convictions. Some years have passed since the events related to the noble poseur took place. I have reason to believe, however, that the full facts have never been revealed to the general public, and, as the entire plot took several years to unfold, the press soon lost interest and moved on to fresh scandals with more piquant details which eclipsed it. Therefore, I believe that it is now appropriate to set the truth upon the record and to reveal to the public the unique role of my friend Sherlock Holmes in this notable and tragic episode. It was one afternoon during my early years of sharing rooms with Sherlock Holmes that I came in from an afternoon stroll. I had returned early from my fledgling medical practice, the roster of patients being less than I had hoped for. While Holmes was deep into some journal of forensic chemistry, I, who had nothing more demanding to...